Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression.
Upon taking office, President Trump identified North Korea as the United States' greatest national security threat. That judgment remains the same today.
Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, which holds a rotating Security Council presidency this month. He repeated his openness to talks with the North Koreans, but added the caveat that Pyongyang must earn its way back to the table. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday left open the possibility of a presidential pardon on behalf of Michael Flynn, who Trump fired after serving just over 3 weeks as his national security advisor because Flynn lied about his interactions with Russia's ambassador to the U.S.
I don't want to talk about pardons for Michael Flynn yet. We'll see what happens. Let's see.
Following Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey while he led the agency's probe into whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 election, the Justice Department appointed Robert Mueller to lead a special counsel probe into the matter. After agreeing to cooperate with prosecutors, Flynn pleaded guilty on December 1st to one felony count of lying to the FBI last January about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the United States. The conversations occurred weeks before Trump's inauguration. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund says that more than half of South Sudan's children have suffered abuse, trauma, and hunger over the past 4 years of war. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
The figures in the report make grim reading. The UN Children's Fund reports that more than 2,300 children have been killed or injured since South Sudan erupted into conflict in December 2013. And among those who are living, it says around 3 million have very little to eat. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak says more than 1 million of those children are acutely malnourished, including 280,000 who are suffering from acute, severe malnutrition.
The child suffering from acute malnutrition is a child who is at risk of dying, at least 9 times more likely to die than a child who has a correct nutrition.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A strong earthquake rocked the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and cities near the country's island of Java late Friday, reportedly toppling buildings and killing an unknown number of people. The earthquake had a magnitude of 6.5, according to the United States Geological Survey. Authorities issued a tsunami warning for sections of the coastline surrounding Java, which is home to more than 250 million people, more than half of Indonesia's population. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii said no tsunami had been detected. Buildings reportedly collapsed in several western Java districts. Two titans of U.S. business have come together to demand that Congress find an immediate solution for DACA recipients, whose legal immigration status will come to an end in March without intervention. Charles Koch, chairman and chief executive of Koch Industries, and Tim Cook, chief executive of Apple, wrote in an opinion piece published Thursday in the Washington Post that we strongly agree that Congress must act before the end of the year to bring certainty and security to the lives of dreamers. Delays is not an option. Too many people's futures hang in the balance. Dreamers is another term for participants in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The United States is expanding the requirements for dozens of countries taking part in the visa waiver program, demanding that the countries check traveler information against U.S. counterterrorism information. Trump administration officials said Friday that the countries will have to use U.S. information to screen travelers crossing their borders from third countries. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.